Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women podcast. Ooh, that was super cheesy, but I just want to reflect my excitement to you guys that it is Friday, that we made it through the week, we are standing on the other side, like, Lord, you came through for us, like, oh, it feels so good. Anyways, I wanted to start off this Friday by giving you guys a word of encouragement. I know it's been a hot minute since I've been, like, active on my podcast. I tried to record, like, two different times, but nothing was really fitting with what I, like, what my heart wanted to share, but also what God wanted to share. I felt like it wasn't lining up, and I was like, Lord, you know, I just want this podcast episode to be from you. I want it to be what God wants to say. So that's why sometimes it takes me a little while to record another episode, because I want it to be from the Lord. And I just finished school, like, at the beginning of this month, so it's been nice to just have time for myself again and not be living in a textbook. So I wanted to say hello to you guys, and this episode is going to be more of, I guess, a personal one. It's in a way my testimony, because there's two things I want you to grasp, or I want you to take away from this. God will always come through, and reflect on how far God has brought you. Those are the two things that I want you to take away from this. Because the other day I was praying, and I was just reminded of how far God has brought me. Do you ever have moments when you are just in your quiet time, or it could just be at a random point of the day, when you're like, wow, God has brought me so far? I think of where I was a year ago, 2 years ago, a day ago, a month ago, and God has, like, shifted and molded me in different ways. And if you haven't done that, I encourage you, please take time to reflect on how far you have grown and how far, like, you have come in your walk with the Lord. And if you haven't began your walk with the Lord, mark that as today. A beautiful Friday, May 17th, you are beginning that. Okay, so I want to go all the way back to when I was 8 years old. I remember being 8 years old and my dad telling me, God has given you a heart for the nations. And I remember being like, what does that mean? And at that time, my dad was going to Mexico, on a mission trip. It was amazing because they helped at an orphanage. They got to help a pastor with children's ministry, painting the children's ministry wing of the church, and just evangelism, witnessing out to people in a neighborhood in Piedras Negras, which is actually an endangered part of Mexico right now. But at that time, our church took a group of people out there. So that's the little backstory. And I remember before my dad left, he told me that. And I don't know if you guys have ever had that where someone declared, like, a word of God over your life and you kind of just didn't understand it at that moment. I know for certain people in my life, people have said, like, oh, they're going to be used in the gift of prophecy, they're going to be, you know, going to Bible college, or they're going to be a pastor. And, like, at that time, they're kind of just like, what? And that was the same thing that happened to me. I was kind of just like, an 8-year-old little girl, like, how do I process this? And back then, I was super quiet and shy. So I was just like, God, I'm afraid. I don't want to leave little Lorraine. Like, I love my little comfort zone. Like, this is my home. Like, you know, when I was younger, I want you to picture this. I wasn't the type of kid that liked to stray away from the familiar. So, like, unlike my sister, like, my sister and my other cousin would, like, go in the woods, they would go exploring, it was to the point where, like, my cousin got poison ivy, because that's how far they would go in the woods, and I was, like, the cautious little girl that was girly, didn't like to get dirty, didn't, you know, really want to do, like, crazy things, because I just thought of every worst case scenario, so I was like, I'm just gonna be cautious. I still had fun and went on little adventures, but the big adventures, like, that was not me. 7 years later, Cambodia happened. Now, at this time, I was in high school. I was growing in my walk with the Lord. I was involved with a Christian group at my high school. And I was one of, I want to say, like, I don't want to say I was a leader in it, but I was pretty involved. And I remember my dad, again, was like, Kayla, there is a trip that the church is planning to take a group of people on. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to pray about it. And God gave me the okay. And I remember thinking, like, I had this vision in my head of the first trip I would go on was Mexico, because I have a heart for Spanish-speaking countries. Those of you that don't know, I'm half Puerto Rican, so I always had, like, this lean, like, this, I guess, like, my heart is always gonna be with some type of Spanish country. It's just part of who I am. I always knew that, but God wrecked me because the first trip, like, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and it turned out for the best. So, I didn't even know what Cambodia was, really. I, like, vaguely heard about it because there was another trip before the one that we went on with a group of people that met the pastors out there, and I just remember, like, seeing pictures in our church about, like, showing the pastors that we were going to see and their families. So I had, like, a vague, like, perspective about Cambodia. And I didn't even know where it was on the map. I was just like, I didn't know. It's not one of those countries that's like, oh, Brazil, oh, Mexico, Australia, China. It's kind of like one of those hidden, like, it's a Southeast Asian country. So it's by Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, and I wasn't really familiar with that area, so like, oh, okay, God, you're calling me to go somewhere I have no idea about, really. And then I started doing some research, and I just was like, God began to wreck my heart for the people over there. And I just remember, like, preparing for that trip, and I had a raise, I want to say it was $3,000 for that trip. And being 15 years old, like, God, how am I going to do this? Let me tell you guys, God came through for me in such a way that, like, I can't even begin to describe the amount of generosity people have shown me, my family has showed me. I remember doing little bake sales, support letters, where you send letters to people that you think would donate and explaining why you're going on the trip, why you feel God is calling you. And within 2 months, I raised all of the money. I was just like, wow, like, God, you just, when God says you are gonna go, and he will find a way for you. So I was blown away by just, I think one of the things that I really took away from Cambodia is the humble hearts of the people over there. And that I remember just being in worship and realizing that these people have the same heart that we have back home for God. All of us are worshiping God. It'll be different time zones in the world, because at the time when I went, Cambodia was like 11 hours ahead. The jet lag was real, but God was still good. And realizing, wow, I have brothers and sisters on the other side of the world that love God. And even though the language was different, the food was different, everything, our hearts for God, they were the same. And it was so beautiful. Fast forward a year later, I started working for Boys and Girls Club. And those of you that don't, if you don't know what Boys and Girls Club is, it's a nonprofit organization for underprivileged kids, usually in inner city areas. So I've been working there for 5 years, but it doesn't even feel like that because I love it so much. And I think after Cambodia, I was wondering, like, God, like, when am I going to go on another trip? And I haven't been on another mission trip since then. And I'm 21 now, and I was 15 when I went. And then God had me just, my heart was still, and the Lord told me that, Kayla, this is your mission. Right now in your local area, I want you to minister to these kids. And I'm just like, okay. And God, you guys, he has blessed me with so many kids that I didn't even know would need me and need not only me, but our staff. And I had kids tell me that they struggle with depression. They struggle with, some tried suicide. Some just are too little to understand the trauma that has happened in their lives. And I'm so blessed to be part of that mission of having kids feel safe. And then fast forward to this year, I started my first semester at CSU. I absolutely love it. God slowly but surely is getting me to step out of my comfort zone. And I have one more semester till I graduate. But I say all this to say, not to brag, not to be like, oh, look at what God has done in my life. But I want this testimony to serve as an example for you guys that anyone, I mean you right now listening to this podcast, God can use you in ways that you didn't even think were possible. Maybe God gave you a desire in your heart and you're like, Lord, I don't know how you're going to see this through. God has called you, and maybe you don't feel qualified, but when God calls you, he is going to make sure you will be just successful through that, through his calling and his timing. And I want to share Romans 11:29. I'm about to go to my Bible app. Give me a second. And God has given me this scripture when I began having a dream about going to Australia. I'm still believing God for that. It has been six years running now that I've been praying for that, 6 or 7 years. And I'm still going to pray no matter what, because I believe that God doesn't give us desires for nothing. He gives us everything in our heart for a reason, and I want it to honor him. Romans 11:29. Okay. Ooh, I have it highlighted. Perfect. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, for he does not withdraw what he has given, nor does he change his mind about those to whom he gives his grace or to whom he sends his call. Oh my gosh! Woo! God! If you are not screaming right now or you are not saying amen, I'm going to give you some time. Did you do it? I hope you did. Anyways, wow. Wow. Like, if that word did not line up with this message, I don't know what did. I'm going to read it one more time. I need you to really grasp this. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, for he does not withdraw what he has given, nor does he change his mind about those to whom he gives his grace or to whom he sends his call. That's in the Amplified version, you guys. Get it. Read it. Yes. Mark it in your Bible. Highlight it on the Bible app. Oh, I want to break down what irrevocable means, because so many people are like, that's a big word, I don't know. I looked it up, I want to say a couple years ago, and I found out that it means unchanging. When God gives you a word, it's done, it's set in stone. Whether you use as a small group leader, God has called you to prophesy, worship ministry, don't feel intimidated by your lack of experience. Don't feel intimidated by wondering if you're worthy enough. You are worthy because you are a child of God. How do you think Joshua felt when God told him after Moses died, Joshua, you are going to lead my people into the promised land? He probably felt like in his mind, Lord, how am I going to lead these people when, you know, Moses was the one that led them through the Red Sea, and how he was brave enough to ask Pharaoh to let us go. How? I'm competing with that. I'm sure Joshua had those thoughts in his mind, but he didn't let it consume him, because when God gave him the call to go defeat Jericho, I'm sure he didn't think, man, I'm really going to defeat 31 kings. Look it up, guys. Joshua defeated 31 kings. I'm sure he didn't think that was going to happen. But because his obedience to the call of God on his life, we see that. And another scripture that I want to give you guys that has always stuck with me, always, throughout being a little girl, being quiet, you know, kind of just insecure as a little kid, just feeling like, man, I want to be bold, God, but how? God gave me Joshua 1:9, and it has always stuck with me. It says, do not be afraid. You know what? I'm not going to recite it from memory because I'm probably going to butcher it. I've known it for so many years, but I just like to be exact with you guys, because I don't want you guys to look it up and be like, Kayla worded it a little weird. No, we're going to get straight from the word. Okay. And I got that highlighted too. Okay. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous! Exclamation point. Do not be terrified or dismayed. In parentheses, the Amplified, I love it because it specifies. Intimidated. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let me tell you guys, I have used that scripture when I went to Cambodia. I'm like, God, you're going to be with me on this 20-hour flight. You are going to be with me in this foreign country. I don't speak the language, but I know that you got me. And I don't have to be afraid. When I went to a new school and I was younger and I was like, how am I going to make friends? Be strong and courageous, you guys. God has given you a calling for a reason. Don't question it. Walk into what God has for you. I hope this testimony has encouraged you. And before I end this podcast, I really want to pray out. I'm so passionate about this. Okay. Father God, thank you so much. Lord, I just love you. And I want to thank you for the person listening to this right now. I pray that they would know that they're deeply loved and that the call that you have put on their heart, you will see them through. You will bring the financial blessing. You will bring the boldness. You will bring the people around them to encourage them in speaking life to their situation. I know, God, that you are in control. If God has seen them through it this far, if you have seen them through this far, I know that you will bring them through another obstacle or another challenge, and they will make it to the other side. God, because you call each and every one of us your children. And a father always takes care of his children. Our heavenly Father does. And Lord, I just love you. Give this person listening to this, I just feel like God is speaking to me about someone that needs financial stability. If that is you listening to this, God wants you to know that he's going to provide for you and he's going to see a way for you. He's going to make a way. So trust him and know that you are called And God is going to take care of it no matter what. No matter the season you're in right now. God is going to do exceedingly and abundantly all that you could ever ask for. Imagine Ephesians 3:20. Believe that. You are blessed. God is going to bring the increase. Don't worry. Don't be troubled. God will see you through. If God can provide a 15-year-old with $3,000 to go to Cambodia, let that be a testimony that he can provide for you. All right, you guys. I will see you in the next episode. You are deeply loved. Bye.